Dobro. Še ena možnost, kar lahko naredimo. Oscilatorje, ne, da spreminjamo vrednost tuljave, ne? Da vprašujemo oscilatorje. Se pravi, lahko naredimo tudi takšen oscilator, nekaj naš večevalni gradnik. Če rišem kolpica, ne? Drawing the pulpit oscillator. One further possibility is to change the value of our inductor. How can we do that? Kako lahko spremenimo, naredimo nastavljivo tuljavo, ne? To nastavljivo tuljavo lahko naredimo, ne vem, tako, da jaz v tuljavo, ne? Bodi si spreminjam dolžino, ne? I change the spacing of the pitch, my coil, and this is already something I can change. I can try to insert and move a ferromagnetic core. Moving the ferromagnetic core in or out of my inductor, I can also change the inductivity. This is also a possibility to tune my oscillator. These two possibilities, so changing the spacing of the turns or shifting the ferromagnetic core, are quite nice because this is all non-contact tuning. Te rešitve so zelo luškane, zato ker to je vse brezkontaktno oglaševanje. Nima nikjer nobenih drseječih kontaktov in drseječi kontakti so glavo bolj. Naprimer, v vrtljivem kondenzatorju, če vrti ste rotor, mora biti nekje drsnik, ne? Da vam da stik do rotorja. Ne? Tukaj nimamo nobenih drseječih, se pravi, nobenih drseječih kontaktov, da je brezkontaktno oglaševanje, kar je zelo ugodno. Ne? If I can make some kind of non-contact tuning, either by stretching my inductor or inserting a ferromagnetic core, no electrical sliding contacts are involved. This is no contact tuning. And this is very advantageous because mechanical electrical contacts are always a disaster. They are always a source of troubles in any kind of real world equipment you design. Sometimes this is called permeability tuned oscillator. But this is scarcely used, PTO. Ta kratica PTO se skoraj nikoli ne uporablja. So this acronym is almost never used, just to mention. If you may come to this thing, but probably we'll never again hear about this thing. Naše dosti bolj pomembno vprašanje je jasno, kako narediti kristalnost. So much more important question for us is how to make a variable crystal oscillator. No, in tisto, kar lahko naredimo s kristalnim oscilatorjem, je tudi jaz zaporedno za kristalom vežem en reaktivni gradnik. So, how to make a variable crystal oscillator? In series made my crystal, I insert yet another reactive, adjustable reactive component. If I draw here a Colpitz oscillator, in addition to the Colpitz oscillator, tako sam da vemo, če se pogovarjamo. Ne? Play is hot, output is here, battery for my oscillator and bias resistor. Here in series with my crystal, I can put either an adjustable coil or an adjustable capacitor. Lahko dodam zaporedna alpa, nastavljiv kondenzator, ne? So, adjustable C or adjustable L. An adjustable reactive component is serious with my crystal, but the issue is now that I cannot really change the frequency much. Če narišem spet tisti diagram, smo ga že imeli na tablici, if I plot the admittance of the quartz crystal, once again. Narišem še enkrat diagram za prevodnost, se pravi, tukaj prevodnost, tukaj susceptanca, ne? So the conductance and the susceptance of the, our admittance, why? Ne, smo rekli, da tisti krivulja je taka, ne? Večinama smo tukaj gor na pokončni osi, naredimo pa pri rezonanci, naredimo krok, ne? Ne? In zdaj lahko rečemo, da tukaj imamo. So I can say that here I have a serious resonance and here I have a parallel resonance of my crystal. Corresponding to the impedance plot, what you measured in the lab, v laboratoriju ste merili recimo celotno admitanco kristala, ne, tako, tukaj frekvence, ne, you remember this from the exercises? You love. Where this is serious and this is parallel. Close. Now the problem with the crystal is that we cannot really exploit much of this. S kristalem res ne moramo dosti iskoristiti tega, mogoče uspemo iskoristiti polovico tega kroga. Se pravi, to je uporabno. Ne? Tukaj se lahko nastavljen tuljave z nastavljenem kondenzatorjem. Zato, ker je ta krok lepo maknen navzgor, ne? Vidite tukaj, je večinoma stvar kapacitivna, bo tuljava bolj učinkovita kot kondenzator. So, most of the circle lies above the real axis. So, mostly the reactance of the quartz crystal is capacitive. It will be much, we will get much more change of the frequency putting an inductor here, rather than trying to compensate the inductance of the crystal with the capacitor. Se pravi, tukaj mi nekaj naše uporabno območje, če ga tukaj narišemo nekaj. So, our useful range design here could be somewhere here. Our tuning range will be very narrow, rather narrow here. And how large is it? Koliko je to veliko? Tu glaševalno področje je mogoče velikosti, tale delta F, v velikostnem razredu komaj 0,1 odstotka od F1, ne? Per osnovni rezonanci, ne? In tule oglaševalno moči je komaj 0,01 odstotka pri F3, ne? Pri tretjem overtonu, ne? Višji, kakor je overton, slabši je piezoelektrični sklop, ker piezoelektrični sklop je samo na elektrodah, v globino nihanja v kristalu ne pridemo več. Ne? So, the piezoelectric coupling with quartz crystals the piezoelectric effect in the quartz crystal is very weak. And for us it is an advantage that is weak because a loose coupling means that we may have a very high mechanical Q. But on the other hand, if we have a very loose coupling, we cannot change much the frequency. We can use just this right part of the circle here, and this is 0.1% of the central frequency on the fundamental mode, and 0.01% of the central frequency of the third overtone. This is very, very small.
To je definiran glede na kakšen pad kvalitete ali kjer popolnoma neha?
Zelo težko je narediti oscilator zunaj tega področja. Zelo težko, ker se približamo tukaj, ne po krogu, se približamo tukaj, ker ima kvart zelo malo učinka. Ne? Da se pa narediti, gledajte, da se narediti, če ste mački, ne? Da se narediti oscilator, ki lahko zvezdno to stvar podaljša, ste koliko daleč ste? Samo potem vrš oscilator, kvart skoraj ne igra nobene vlohe več, da vidim, da naredi od zunaj LC oscilator. So, I'm talking, what is this? These figures make sense as long as quartz is still part of a circuit. If I make a very good oscillator circuit, very well designed, with this coil here, I can move this thing all the way down my circle, down to zero. Okay? The oscillator is working and the quartz crystal is part of it, but the quartz crystal plays a very little role in this. It's the same if I would put a capacitor in place of my quartz crystal. Doesn't really affect much the frequency. So what is useful is very narrow. Tisto, kar je uporabno, ne? Se pravi, če je ta F1 približno 10 MHz, ne? Bo tukaj delta F1 bo približno 10 kHz. In če je tukaj F3 približno 30 MHz, ne? Bo moj delta F3 v velikost naredil 300 Hz, ne? Ne, oprostite, 3 kHz. 3 kHz sem se zmožil. Ampak tu je red treba biti, če maček naredi 3 kHz. In jasno, še toliko manj na petem overtonu. Na petem overtonu je grozno težko premakati frekvenco. So, it's much more difficult to shift the frequency. At the fifth overtone, it's almost impossible to shift the frequency of quartz crystal by any significant amount. Kakoli na petem overtonu skoraj ne možete premakati kristal. Je tam, kjer je. Ne? No, tisto, kar je, vidimo zdaj, da v primerjavi z takšnim LC oscilatorjem, ima sicer tukaj pri kristalnem oscilatorjem zelo veliko kvaliteta, ampak tega oscilatorja se ga skoraj da ne da nastavljati razen majhnih. So, the issue with the quartz crystal is that, yes, I have a much higher Q than with an LC oscillator. 100 times better. At least 100 times. But, the tuning range is extremely narrow. In fact, this tuning range is only used for compensating the manufacturing tolerances of the quartz itself, of the crystal itself. To uglaševalno področje, vse, kar ga uporabljamo, je, da popravimo tolerance izdelave snaga kvarca, nekaj frekvencija je odvisna od debeline, če ni bil pobrušen, to pravo debelino ne bo njihovo napravi frekvencije. So, these effects usually are only used, these effects here are only used for, usually they are used just for adjusting the tolerances of the crystal. This is made, sometimes it's called VXO. So variable crystal oscillator. As a component, you can also buy separate of gradnik. Lahko kupi se tudi tako kombinacijo, ki ima tukaj noter varikap diodo, ne? Se pravi kot gradnik. In tukaj v glavnem boljša je tuljava. So we get more frequency change with an inductor, because the capacitive part of the admittance plot is larger than the inductive part. So capacitance compensated by inductor. Well, here we have an inductive property of the crystal, we have to compensate with the capacitor. This is smaller. That's the reason why the inductor is more efficient than the capacitor to change the frequency. Z tuljavo dobimo večje področje oglaševanja, ker je ta del krožnice večji, ker tukaj je značaj kvarca kapacitiven, se pravi, ga kompenziramo s tuljavo, medtem ko tukaj je značaj kvarca induktiven, ga kompenziramo s kondenzatorjem, ampak ta košček je manjši. Zato je tam oglaševanje manj. Zato ne dosižemo manj kot svojavo. No, gradnik, ki se ga da dobiti, je še ta. Ne? So, a component that we can buy is VCXO. So voltage controlled crystal oscillator. V njemu uporabimo zdaj, dobro, preko dušilke prepeljamo U, ne, vzorno, imamo varikap diodo, ne, in na to imamo tukaj kristal. Zdaj tukaj pač vezje kolpic, ne. So with the voltage we can control the frequency of slightly control the frequency of a crystal oscillator. You can buy these components called VCXO. But the tuning range here is usually less than 100 parts per million. 100 parts per million is 10 to the minus 4. 0.1%. Okay? This is a component you can buy. Ta gradnik lahko dobiste. Zakaj je ta gradnik potreben, kje ga rabimo? Ja, spet, če v nekem vezju skušamo kvarc nastaviti točno na nazivno frekvenco. Ne, da bomo z njim oglaševali naš radio, ker za oglaševanje je tega premalo, pač pa, da popravimo tolerance izdelave kvarca, ali pa tisti, ta naš oscilator uklenemo na neko zunanjo frekvenčno normalo. Ne? So, what is VCXO used for? Usually, this tuning range is not enough to tune anything. It's too narrow, this tuning range. This tuning range is only used to bring our oscillator exactly on the frequency we want. Either standalone oscillator, we just tune it to the precise frequency we want, or controlled in a loop, say we have a frequency reference and we try to lock this oscillator on that frequency reference. We are measuring the frequency and we are tuning it slowly to bring it exactly. But this is of no use to make some tuning in the radio theory. We will have to see later how can we do this. Naprej bomo morali videti, kako bomo zdaj. Zdaj jasno, z oscilatorji je treba paziti, kako jih povežemo. Nekaj tega sem že prej rekel. So, with an oscillator, all the performance we were talking about, the noise performance, the Leeson equation for the phase noise, all those things are valid only in ideal conditions. What means ideal conditions? Tu pomeni, da naš oscilator, kaj pomeni v idealnih pogojih? Tu. Oscilator, ne hada rešim, oscilator. Na njegov izhod jaz moram dati ločilne stopnje. So I have tudi couple the output from any load changes using buffer stages. For instance, an antenna. So this antenna has no effect. And I have also to be very careful with my battery. Tudi z baterijo moram biti zelo previden, zato ker na bateriji imam lahko šum. On the supply voltage I may have quite an amount of noise. And this noise, where it comes out? It comes from other circuits. Od kje prijeta šum? Ta šum prije iz drugih vezij. Jaz v moji napravi nimam samo mojega božjega oscilatorja, ki ne bi lepo nihal, ne? Če bi bil ta sam priključen na baterijo, bi bil vse zelo preprosto. Ne? Jaz imam celo vrsto drugih vezij, pa navadim v naši napravi, in ta druga vezija proizvajajo motne na napajanje, in te motne je treba izsejati. Ne? So, in my... circuit. If I had just one battery for my oscillator, that would be fine. I would need no filter at all. But in the real world, I have many other circuits in my radio. All these circuits cause noise. And this noise may modulate the power supply. The internal impedance of the power supply is not zero. It's some real value. And if this noise enters the oscillator to the supply line, I get noise to the oscillator. Nessel de Moerimet filter took a log to this preminiane. I can make a variations. Why I have variations? The battery is discharging. Zapravi, baterija tukaj se prazni, jasno napetost od baterije pada in mora preprečiti, da bo to vplival na oscilator, se pravi, tukaj mora da to stabilizacija. I have to stabilize filter and stabilize with the stabilizer the supply voltage, the DC supply of my oscillator to get something useful out of it. Because if the battery is discharging, the parameters of my circuit will change, the parameters of the amplifier will change, and the frequency will change. Če tega ne naredim, baterija se prazni, napetost se spreminja, lastnost ojačevalnika se spreminja z napetostjo in stvar bo lezla za frekvenco. Na primer, pa tistem radijskem sprejemniku, ki ste ga delili na vaju, pa ste videli, da takrat, ko ga vključite, pa čez par minut se frekvenca še malo preseli. Ne? So something you will see with the radio receiver you built in the lab. Did you finish the radio receiver? Not yet. The radio receiver you're building in the lab. Did you finish it?
Everything is
fast.
But we don't know if we are going to have another lab or we have to...
We are trying to have another lab. We have many other things in the lab. We are trying to... I will help you to bring all the receivers to life, okay? Maybe after the Christmas break, because now it's really tough with time. In that receiver you have a whole stabilizer IC, an integrated circuit that works as a voltage regulator that takes the 12 volts from the battery and gives out 8 volts stable for the oscillator. V tistem sprejemniku, ki ste ga delali, imate eno celo integrirano vezje, ki je narejeno samo za stabilizacijo napajalne napetosti. On vzame 12 voltov nestabiliziranih iz zunanjega napajanja sprejemnika in naredi 8 voltov. Ne? Se pravi, tukaj imate 12 volt in tukaj imate 8 voltov ne? Napajanja, stabiliziranih. This 8 volts is stabilized to avoid frequency drift of the oscillator. Yet, there is still some frequency drift left because the circuit is warming up. Še zmerjam, s frekvenca se vam malo spreminja, zato ker vezje se vam segreva. Ne? No, zdaj, koliko je temperatura zdaj? What is the effect of the temperature on our oscillator? What can we guess about that? Kaj se lahko uganemo o odvisnosti temperature na... No, če jaz pogledam naše gradnike, ne, jaz tukaj v oscilatorju verjetno imam eno LC vezje. Ne. Če jaz poskušam recimo sam kondenzator, ne, kapacitivnost bo kondenzatorja bo nek zanič, ne, krat ena plus, ne, to bi lahko rekli njegov temperaturni koeficient, ne, teka krat temperatura. No, in ta temperaturni koeficient za kondenzator je lahko v velikost na razredu 100 parts per milijon na stopinjo Kelvina, ne? Z dobro keramika. So, what can be the temperature dependence of our circuit? Let's look at the simplest component, the capacitor. We need many capacitors. If I have a good ceramic capacitor here, so-called constant capacitor, this capacitor still has a variation of 100 parts per million per degree Kelvin. So if the temperature changes by 10 degrees, recimo da se nam temperatura spremeniza 10 stopinj, plus minus po natu kaže. We have also capacitors with negative temperature coefficients, so this temperature coefficient may be plus or minus. 100, what does it mean 100 parts per million? 100 parts per million per degree Kelvin. Che pomeni stupa po maju na stopinja Kelvina. Stupa po maju na stopinja Kelvina pomeni da bo tuzdej per desetih stopinjih razlika, deset stopinj razlika, potem, so I can feel 10 degrees of change. 10 degrees of change means 1000 parts per million, means 0.1%. Če zdaj tu prevedem v frekvenco, frekvenca se spremeni za tega, se pravi, če imam delta T je 10 Kelvinu, sledi van iz tega, delta C je približno C nič, dobro, normalno je to prešljeno, ne? Delta C je zdaj približno plus minus C nič krat nič celih 1%, ne? 0.1% is 1000 ppm. Tu pomeni, da frekvenca se spremeni za polovico tega, bo približno minus plus f nič krat nič celih nič 5%. So, the frequency changes half of the change of the capacitor, because the capacitor is inside the square root for the frequency. Samo da vas pomnim, frekvenca, rezonančna frekvenca je 1 z 2 pi korijen iz LC, ne? Because of this square root here, the frequency changes smaller, it's 0.5%. Ampak, če dobimo zgled zdaj, ne? F nič je 100 MHz, ne? Koliko je zdaj teh nič celih nič 5%? Nič celih, se pravi, delta F bo v velikost na razviru tukaj, pri desetih stopinjih Celzije bo že 50 kHz. 50 kHz je zelo velika sprememba frekvenca. So, for instance, if you look at your radio, you build... this is already halfway to the next channel. It's a disaster. But this is the components we have. Tu so gradniki, s katerimi jih razpolagamo. Se pravi, takšen LC oscilator je sicer uporaben za preprost radijski sprejemnik, ampak za kakšno bolj komplicirano napravo pa niso. Such a simple oscillator can be used in a simple radio receiver. Okay. From time to time you tune the receiver to hear well the receiver station. But this is no good if you want to build something better. What can we done with, what can be built with better components? Kaj lahko zgradimo z boljšimi gradniki? Boljšimi gradniki je recimo, da gremo na kakovosten kvarc. So the quartz crystal, the quartz is an excellent dielectric. It has excellent mechanical and chemical properties. And also, the temperature changes can be tailored to our needs. Se pravi, temperaturna odvisnost kristalnega oscilatorja se da popraviti glede na naše zahteve, zato ker se da temperaturna odvisnost, se da pri kvarcu se da izbirati z kotom reza. So, choosing the angle at which the quartz plate is cut out of the crystal, we can tailor its temperature response. Now, what we have available? We have available two angles. We can rotate the quartz plate in azimuth and in elevation. kristalno vrtimo po dveh kotih, recimo azimut elevacija, ne? Kakšno rezino bomo naredili, ne? No, in kar se da narediti s kvarcem, so what we can we make from an AT cup. Z AT rezino, če imam tukaj temperaturo v stopinjah Celzija, pa recimo tukaj minus 20 stopinj Celzija, plus 50 stopinj Celzija. Tukaj pišem delta F, ne? Delta F je nič. So for an 80 cut, with an 80 cut, I choose two angles to kill the linear dependence and the square dependence. Se pravi, toplotno odvisnost, če zapišem kakor polinom, imam konstantni člen, linearni člen, kvadratični člen, kubni člen. Z izbiro dveh kotov lahko dva člena cancel. Lahko členem linearni, kvadratični so. By choosing two angles, I can kill two I can kill two terms in the expansion of this delta F over F. Ta delta F, to bi lahko opisal, da je neka alfa nič in alfa ena krat temperatura in alfa ena krat alfa dve krat temperatura kvadrat in alfa tri krat temperatura na tretji potenca in pice, ne? So the temperature dependence could be written as a polynomial. Okay, I want this. Tega hočem, ne? F nič frekvenca, ne? Ampak, z izbiro dveh kotov lahko izničim dva člena. So, by choosing two angles, I can cancel two terms. For a well-made 80 cut crystal, za dobro izdeljeno rezino kamenov kristala, je ta krivulja lahko nekaj takšnega. Lahko nekaj takšne, ali pa obratna, ne, ali pa lahko je taka, ne. No, in z AT rezino se ponovadi da v območju tukaj držati, ne, en fotoma. So, a quartz crystal can be held in the whole frequency range, accurate to 1 ppm, and that's much, much better than anything else we can do. Tu je dosti, dosti boljše, kot karkoli drugo zelo kratimo, jasno izbira dveh kvotov, ne? So, choosing two cut angles. That's the reason where the accuracy comes from. If you looked at the movie on YouTube we gave you, even in the Second World War they used an X-ray machine to find the exact axis of the crystal and then to make the correct cut out of the crystal to get a low temperature condition. But this can be done. To se da narediti, se pravi, se da držati na ter kvarc precej. No, še ena stvar, kar lahko naredimo, tukaj tak izraz, kar ga danes poznamo, ne? Je tu, da jaz zdaj tukaj, kam naš kristal, kar milim z enim temperaturnim senzorem. If I feed VCXO with a temperature sensor, the resulting device is called TCXO. Temperature compensated. Crystal. Just to explain the terms you're going to. Samo da vam razložim, kakšne pojme pa ste slišali. Jasno, vse te stvari se zelo lepo sliši, ne? No, dobro, lahko jaz tudi fiksiram temperaturo, ne? So I can also fix the frequency with an oven. Damo moj kristal v pečko, ne, ne dovem oca x o, ne? To je recimo najveća stabilnost kak se da napravi, ne? Tako u eni potrošnički napravi. So, if I want even more stability, I may have an oven control crystal oscillator. This crystal oscillator has a little oven inside, an electrical oven, that's heating up the crystal to the specified frequency. Dobro, tu se tudi da narediti, ampak tu je že velika poraba. So this is already a huge power drain for the oven. This will not fit in a mobile phone. So in this thing here, we have a DCXL. This thing here to run, runs off a DCXL, to have a accurate frequency. Ja, še zmerem nismo rešili. So still we have the unsolved problem. We can do it with a crystal. With a crystal we can get good frequency stability. But the problem is the tuning. We can only have one frequency. And even the mobile phone requires many channels. A GSM system just in the 900 MHz band has 124 channels. Samo GSM telefon že na 900 MHz potrebuje 124 različnih frekvenc. Ne? Zdaj, tega ne moramo narediti z enim samim kristalem, mi moramo pogledati, kakšno rešitev se da uberamo. Ne? So we have to look for a solution, how to make more channels, not a continuous frequency adjustment, but have more channels out of as few crystals as possible, because crystals are expensive. Svari kristali so dragi, ne? Kako lahko naredimo več frekvenc, ne? No, taka najbolj preprosta rešitev je, da jaz imam en sam oscilator. I have just one single oscillator circuit, and then I have a selector to select more than one crystal. Here I need one crystal for every frequency channel I want. I select the crystal I want to switch. So if I have here n crystals, I come out with n frequencies. Se pravi, tukaj rabimo za vsako frekvenco, rabimo svoj kristal. No in taka stvar, 50 let nazaj se kar redno počela, če ste rabili samo dva nekaj kanalov, ne, nekaj frekvenčnih kanalov, in tu s kristali šlo naprej. Ne. Američani so bili najbolj presenečeni, ker je na Japonsko prebežal MiG-25, ne, to je bila velika ruska tajna, za kakšno letalo gre, ne, in potem razdrejo tisti MiG in razdrejo radijsko postajo in so gotovili, da je imela samo dva kanala. Eno frekvenco pred vsak dan za uporabljati, pa eno za slučaj vojne. So, this is the story of the MiG-25 that escaped to Japan many, many years ago. MiG-25 was the top of the Russian aircraft. And many, many years ago, one such aircraft ran away to Japan, and American secret agents, of course, wanted to put this aircraft to pieces to see how it was made. And when they came to the radio only had two frequencies, one for every radios and the other for the case of war. So the top-of-line aircraft only had two frequencies, 30 or 40 years ago. This was the solution. Kako lahko naredimo več frekvenc iz omejena števila kristalov? Jasno, of standard of quartile stability. So we want to keep the stability of a few ppm, not hundreds of ppm, but tens of ppm. How can we get more channels from the same number of crystals? Nekaj, kar vse kako moramo narediti, moramo se zavedati tu, ne? Da te kristale, tukaj vse te frekvence, ki jih dobimo, so all the frequencies of the crystals, if we look at the useful range, are probably higher than 5 MHz and lower than 50 MHz. Maybe 100, maybe. So, with quartz crystal, it's difficult to make a good crystals for lower frequencies. Zakaj z kristali ne moramo dobiti nižje frekvence, z kristali ne moramo dobiti višje frekvence? Pri nizkih frekvencah ratejo te izmere kristala zelo narodne. So, at lower frequencies, the crystal becomes very thick for the shear mode of oscillation. And it's not a good solution, technically. Above 100 MHz, it's difficult to use the higher overtone modes of a crystal. Se pravi, nad 100 MHz bomo težko našli te pravi overtone, da bi tu še na enem overtone dobro delalo. Ne? Tako da, smo nekje omejeni. Ne? No, če mi rabimo višjo frekvenco, kaj lahko naredimo? So what can we do if we want a higher frequency? We can bring this signal to a frequency multiplier. Tu lahko damo v množilnik frekvence, ki iz frekvence naredi m krat frekvenco. Ne? Kako je množilnik frekvence običajno narejen? So what is the internal life of a frequency multiplier? Internally, the frequency multiplier, first it needs a non-linear component. And then a band transmitter. Se pravi, če vem tukaj s frekvenco F, tukaj imam frekvence F, 2F, 3F, 4F, 5F in tako naprej, ne? So I have many frequencies here and I select with a bandpass filter, I select only the frequency I want. Se pravi, če hočem imeti tukaj recimo 3x F, ne, bom tukaj verjetno izbral s tem sitom, s tem pasovnim sitom, so with a bandpass filter, at 3 times the frequency, I will select just the harmonic I want. I create the harmonics in nonlinear circuits. Iz sinusnega signala naredim, recimo, zaporedje ostrih impulzov. So out of a sine wave signal with a suitable non-linear components I create sharp pulses that contain lots of harmonics and I select the harmonic I want with a bandpass filter. This is a typical internal life of a frequency multiplier. To je tipično notranje življenje frekvenčnega množilnika. In na tak način lahko pridem do najvišjih frekvenc. So, this is a solution to go to higher frequencies. Lower frequencies, less than 5 MHz are today of little use. Danes nižje frekvence, kot je 5 MHz, v radijskih zvezdah zelo malo uporabljamo, tako da. Na vzdolj ni treba, pač pa na vzgor bi pa mi šli. Ne? So, I would like to go up with frequency, not down, because less than 5 MHz is not useful, but we need many very stable frequencies well above 100 MHz. And that's the issue to use frequency multipliers. Če rabimo večji faktor množenja, lahko postopek ponovimo. So, if we need an even higher frequency, we can continue with the chain. We put here another chain that from F prime is now 3 times m times f, we do here f prime, for instance, n times f prime to get the final frequency. Se pravi, tukaj to verigo lahko nadaljujemo, ne? Damo še en nelinaren gradnik tukaj, ne? Ki mi naredi tukaj harmonke, 3f je zdaj f črtica, mi dám jen F čertice, 2 F čertice, 3 F čertice, 4 F čertice, 5 F čertice, ne? Dám zpět pasovno sito. So we're going to have a maybe cavity filter here that has some B prime, that has, say, 4 F prime. I use the fourth harmonic here. And I get, as the output, I get 4 F prime. And this is equal to 12 times F. Na ta način lahko verigo množilniku delim, množim pač krat en faktor, krat drugi faktor, tako da pridem na dovolj visoko frekvenco. Ne? Zdaj, recimo, tukaj sem dal primer, da sem množil z 3-krat, tukaj 4-krat. Ne? So, multiplying 3 times or 4 and 4 times, first multiplying 3 times, we get here, for instance, n times f prime, this is n times m times f. Tako da, so we can have very high multiplication factors. With frequency multiplier stages, we can get up to, so if we continue this, you can buy, get to frequencies up to 1 terahertz. You can buy frequency multipliers up to 1 terahertz. Frequency chains of multipliers, this is not done in one single stage, this is done in more stages. Se pravi, tukaj lahko, danes lahko kupite vse do 1 terahertza, so tržno dobavljivi frekvenčni množilniki, jasno, ne v eni stopni, pač pa več stopni, z eno stopno množi toliko, z drugo toliko, z tretjo toliko, tu bi je že povedal. So this is the solution to get up to high frequencies. Ja, ampak še zmerem nismo rešili problema števila frekvence. So we didn't solve the issue of the number of channels. I can get out of n crystals, I can get only n channels. Well, in the Second World War, no one thought about that. V drugi svetovni vojni sem se ni nobeden pomislil. In tankist v drugi svetovni vojni imel dve škatlici. Ena je vsebovala 80 kristalov za sprejemnik in ena 80 kristalov za oddajnik. So in the Second World War, on Sherman tanks, on American made tanks in the Second World War, no one thought about the problems, and simply the tank radio operator had two boxes of crystals. One box contained 80 crystals for the receiver, and the other box contained 80 crystals for the transmitter, and the radio had 8 channels. And that was it. No one cared about the amount of money required for the tank radio in the Second World War. No one se ni razmišljal koliko to stalo, ampak toliko kristalov, koliko je kanalo, toliko so meni. Ne? Kaj lahko mi naredimo še dodatno? What can we do additionally to the Second World War technology? We can try to make another operation with our frequencies using a mixer or a multiplier. Se pravi, lahko se prvočimo narediti stvari z mešalnikom, poskušati izgraditi kakšno novo frekvenco. No? Zdaj štartamo z dvemi oscilatorji, ne? We have started two oscillators. No, in vsak od teh oscilatorjev ima več kristalov. So each of these oscillators has its own crystal bank. We may have n crystals here, we have m crystals here. In zdaj ta dva oscilatorja mi peljemo, ta daje recimo omega 1, ta daje omega 2, ne? Peljemo na množilnik. We bring these two crystals to a multiplier. Ki mu rečemo tudi mešalnik, mikser. Noi dicevamo 2k cosinus of omega e not, in 2k cosinus of omega 2 n. Zdaj produkt teh dveh, ne, cosinus od omega e na t, krat cosinus od omega 2 t, ne, kaj tu je, se iz trigonometrije veste, kaj rata ven, ne, rata ena polovica cosinus vsote, ne, omega 2 in omega 1 t, ne, in ena polovica cosinus razlike, se pravi omega 2 minus omega 1 t, ne. So, a mixer, if I multiply the instantaneous values of my signals, I obtain the sum and the difference of the frequencies. Tukaj dobim vsoto in razliko frekvence, pravi omega 2 in omega 1, omega 2 manj omega 1, ne. No, in zdaj recimo, tukaj jaz upoštevam v pasovno sito, I send this to a band pass filter to select only one of these frequencies, for instance, to have just omega 1, omega 2 minus omega 1. Da dobimo samo razliko frekvenci, difference only. With a suitable band pass filter, I select only the difference. Ampak koliko zdaj imamo tukaj zdaj? Možnosti, no, lahko povem tukaj kar tako, ne. Recimo, vzamemo prvi oscilator, da ima koraki po 50 kHz. So, the first oscillator makes steps of 50 kHz, and the second oscillator, drugi oscilator, dela koraki, n MHz, ne. So the second oscillator works in steps of 1 MHz. Kar bi radi mi pokrili, recimo, hočemo narediti radijsko postajo za letalo. Ne? So what we want to make is a radio for an aircraft. Aircraft communicate in the frequency range 118 MHz. Up to the pilot, talk to the tower between 118 MHz up to 135.95 MHz. How many crystals do we need? Koliko kristalov rabimo? Rabimo tukaj N je 20 korakov po 50 kHz. Da poberemo 1 MHz. In rabimo M je 18 korakov za 18 MHz. So we need 18 steps of 1 MHz to cover the integer part of the MHz. And for the fraction we need another 20 steps here. To get how many channels here? M times N is equal to 360 channels. 360 kanalov dobimo, z tega, da imamo skupaj, tukaj, ne, M plus N je enako, tukaj, 20 in 18 je 38 kristalov. So, from 38 crystals, we can get 360 frequencies by making, by using, say, the difference or the sum. One of the other, se pravi, lahko uporabiti vsoto ali pa razliko, ampak iz samo 38 kristalov naredimo 360 frekvenc. We can make 360 channels, 360 different stable frequencies, out of just 38 crystals. So this is already a good result. To je že lahko dober rezultat in temu rečemo frekvenčni sintetizator. So this is called a simple frequency synthesizer. Se pravi, s takšno napravo se zdaj lahko prvočimo, da bomo tukaj dobili več kanalov iz manj kristalov. jasno stvari niso lihto luškene, zakaj niso luškene, še posebno, če delam vsoto frekvenc, je treba tukaj zelo dobro očistiti ta signal, ker ima dosti neželjenih frekvenčnih komponent. So, using the sum and difference of two frequencies, especially if you want to use the sum of the frequencies, we may have many, many spurious responses that also make it through this bandpass filter here. We have to be very careful selecting the frequencies of one crystal bank and the other crystal bank to avoid these spurious frequencies. So it's not that easy, as easy as it is thrown to the table, especially not the design of this filter here. To si to ni lahko narita, ampak se to nekaj, kar se da. Kar ponavadi rajši uporabimo razliko. So we prefer to use the difference here. The difference usually has less spurious products than the sum. But the difference has another problem. Razlika ima drug problem. Če vzamemo razliko frekvenc, neče bi se risal zdaj frekvenčen spektr, so plotting the frequency spectrum of the difference. This is frequency. This is frequency spectrum. Imamo dve frekvenci, ne? Zdaj imam omega 1, imam omega 2. Ne? In produkt, ki me zanima, je zdaj omega 2 minus omega 1. To je tisti, ki bi ga radi sejal, recimo, z mojim sitom, ne? Z mojim sitom. Skušam izsejati ta produkt. Ne? So with my bandpass filter, here, I'm trying to select this mixing product, so the difference of the two frequencies. Kje je zdaj težava? Težava je v tem, da jaz imam tukaj fazni šum. So the problem is that I have phase noise here, and I also have phase noise here. This carrier is also mixing with this phase noise, and this carrier is also mixing with this phase noise. What we get here is the sum of both phase noises. Se pravi, če imam tukaj L1 od delta omega, in tukaj imam L2 od delta omega, kar dobim tukaj, ne? So what I get here is the sum of both phase noises, L1 of delta omega plus L2 of delta omega. In vsota, ki jo dobim, je zdaj preprosto vsota, which is the sum is a simple sum of powers, because this noise is not correlated to this noise. Šumi niso korelirani med sabo, se pravi, si seštevamo, če if two noise sources are not correlated, then we just sum powers. So, this is simply the sum of powers of both the sources I have, normalized to the power of the carrier. Zmerom normalizirane na moč nosilca. Ampak dobim kar vsoto obeh faznih šumov. Kar je še slabše, moja razlika frekvenc, omega 2 manj omega 1, je manjša tako od omega 1, kot od omega 2. Ne? So what is even worse, my final frequency omega, that the difference is less than both of the two frequencies I started with. So I have more phase noise at a lower carrier frequency. So if I want to regain the frequency, I have to multiply and this further grows up. Se pravi, če bi hotel zdaj povišati frekvenco, moram tukaj zdaj tu množiti in z množenjem se seveda fazni šum še povečati. The problem is here really the growth of phase noise, if I do this. Not just individual spurious carriers, but the growth of phase noise when I do the difference of two frequencies. Se pravi, ni tukaj sam problem špičkov neželjenih produktov mešanja, pač pa je tukaj problem tudi naraščajočega faznega šuma. Ne? No, tu je tudi To je navsezadnje tudi način, kako meriti fazno. So this is also a method how to measure phase noise. Usually we have, do not have filters that are narrow enough to measure this phase noise close to the carriers. Običajno nimamo sit, ki bi lahko izsejala direktno ta šum, pač pa če frekvenco dovolj dižemo, mešen tega pa lahko merimo. So usually we cannot, for measurement purposes, we cannot build filters that would measure this phase noise right here. Say to build a narrow filter here to measure this phase noise. But we can build such narrow filters at much lower frequencies. And we do this for phase noise measurement. So this is a way to measure the phase noise of our devices using this effect. Maybe we should make a break right now because the hour is over.
Mama, perkinit, ker je ura.